energy.
Ah! That was my scream sigh.
And very energizing one at that.
I think so. Happy 2017, y'all.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed for us this year.
I think it might be time for our country's second ever impeachment. That's all I can think about. I'm sorry. That's what keeps me up at night. You're like, Hallie, you're being a downer. And I'm like, well, you're listening to a podcast about cults. So you got what you came for. You knew it was a snake when you picked it up. Anyway, I'm Hallie.
And I'm Stassi.
No joke today?
It's too early.
I didn't wake up till about an hour ago.
Oh, I definitely woke up like half an hour ago.
Well, that was my whole thing, too, is I had to come over here, and I had to pick up coffee.
You got coffee, which was so sweet.
It's good coffee, so if you hear us slurping, that would be why.
Slurping.
And apparently, coffee. That's Stassi's running gag now, to eat on the show.
Yes, my mother bothered you about that one.
Yeah, well, this podcast
is
food friendly.
Top notch in quality.
I think
in recording,
so. In research.
Preparedness.
Oh, Lord.
You look like you're about to turn into an icicle. Can I please
I'm not turning into an icicle. I honestly feel
I have
fine.
Never seen your arms, like, closer together. Like,
this is how burr. I sit. I'm enjoying my new t-shirt. I bought this for five.
It's adorable.
It's helping me with my transition into being Mac from It's Always Sunny. I got a Boston shirt with a shamrock on it. It was $5 when I was at the store yesterday.
You look cute, though. Like, you got your Boston shamrock t-shirt.
And
like,
my Dunkins.
And your Dunks.
Could I be any more Irish Catholic? Speaking of the Irish.
Oh, hey! What a nice segue.
What a great segue.
How natural.
It's one of my skills. Our cult this week is the Irish Republican Army.
The new Irish Republican Army.
The real Irish Republican Army. And we are not being
the
facetious.
Legit.
There are like 17 different names for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the IRA has a lot of different variations that have been running since 1922.
Yes. And what is the IRA? What does it stand for? What does it do? Hallie.
Well,
Hallie, what's the news?
What's
the
news, Johnny? Well, now I gotta put on my striped suit.
Your pinstripes.
The IRA is obviously the Irish Republican Army, which we talked about, and their main purpose is to try to unite Ireland and take it away from British rule. Because
so that's Northern Ireland, that little patch of Ireland.
If you've ever seen a map of Great Britain and Ireland, you'll notice there's like a chunk off the top of Ireland that is part of Britain and is under British control, and these people are just not fucking having anything to do with it. The Gaelic translation of the IRA is, I'm going to butcher this, Aglí na hÉireann, which the direct translation would be defense forces, but they use it to mean warriors of Ireland, because of course they do. This is a country.
Irish people are famously chill.
Yeah, famously non-melodramatic.
We can both say that because we are both Irish.
Exactly.
We would like to start the podcast with. We are both deeply Irish.
Deeply, deeply Irish. Neither of our last names sound like it, but I assure you that we are.
Yes.
I've got blue eyes and I'm Catholic and my entire family lives in Boston. Like, try me. So it started in 1922, but has been sort of increasing activities and has been rebranding every decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start with what they call the real IRA, which started in 1997. And it was followed by a split from the provisional RIA, which was the IRA previous to it. And they had agreed to a ceasefire with Britain, the provisional IRA.
Okay, what year was this?
1997, the
okay.
year after I was born. But General Michael McKevitt, and I could not find out if he was a real general or if he was like a general in like the guerrilla warfare, Symbionese Liberation Army kind of way.
What's
but
his name?
Michael McKevitt.
Michael?
It sounds more Scottish to me, but that's what Northern Ireland last names are.
So Michael McKevitt is still alive, and he's an Irish Republican who's convicted of directing terrorism. Yeah, so it's general in the sense of he was the general of the real IRA.
Yes.
Wow, the amount of, like, vocal fry I have on the show. Let me just say, if my voice teacher ever, ever heard this podcast, I would be murdered. Also, I hope he never winds up calling the hair salon that I work at and hears me answer the phone. Like, he would destroy me. That's my little tangent. we can cut that. I just wanted to share that with you.
Vocal fry is a real and present danger, I think.
It's a real problem.
I'm going to actually cough right
now. There are dozens of us.
Dozens of us.
Dozens.
So the RIA, the real RIA shortens itself as RIRA.
RIRA,
oh, yeah. Which I think is adorable and sounds like a Pokemon rather than an organization. They are an illegal organization within Ireland and is designated as a terrorist organization in the United Kingdom and the United States. The group's annual turnover is $50 million US. And according to the police in Northern Ireland, the main sources of the IRA's funding are illegal fuel operations,
okay,
various smuggling activities, and of course, making the members given a little bit of their time and life and money.
Classic
cult.
I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Does Northern Ireland want to be a part of Ireland, or does it want to be a part of the UK?
Well, it's very divisive, okay, which is why these groups sort of go to the extreme.
Right. When I was doing research for this, the IRA, all I could find was like, oh, they're Irish people. Like, nothing like, oh, they're Northern Irish people, or like, this Northern Irish person has this to say about it.
Well, I know it's almost exclusively in Northern Ireland, because Southern Ireland...
The IRA.
Yeah, because Southern Ireland, they're Irish. They don't care, because they're already their own country.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I was...
During the 1970s, there was a war between the Protestants and the Catholics in Northern Ireland, and the whole area has just been very turbulent and sort of unsure of...
Is that... What was it called? It was called, like,
The Troubles.
Oh, my God.
Is the most British thing I have ever heard in my life.
That sounds like something from a horror movie.
No, it sounds like a spot of bother. Oh, it's the Troubles.
No, that sounds like when you, like, pull up to, like, a gas station in, like, this run-down town. They're like, we haven't seen people around here since the Troubles.
That'll be the trilogy of our Matt Damon movies. They're called the Real RIA because they set up traffic stops within Ireland. And when somebody asked them, like, who the hell they were like, we're from the IRA, the Real RIA. That's a direct quote.
RIA.
I do. IRA is how you say it.
No, you keep saying RIA.
Oh, IRA. I'm sorry.
It's like our FLDS. It's okay.
Dyslexia, y'all.
That's true.
At their peak, they had about 300 members.
But it's hard to tell now how many members they have, just because it's so, like, underground.
Which I guess would sort of lead us to the notable craziness.
Oh, no. Okay.
That was our calmest notable craziness. So we're going to talk about the Omagh bombing.
Omagh.
Is that how you say that, do you think?
I don't speak Irish.
It's Gaelic.
Sure. I'm doing all my ancestors proud.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have a Russian cult coming up, so.
Do we?
Yes, okay, hit
right.
Both of us.
I was going to call my Russian, or my friend who speaks Russian, and be like, how do you say this so I can, like, pretend I know how to speak Russian?
Well, you're already sort of established yourself as this podcast's polyglot.
A little screw fell out of my laptop. You keep talking. I'm gonna go search for this.
Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. I'm seeing Elmo's World.
World.
Strange that that's what's deep in my subconscious always.
Well, I was singing that stupid song right before we hit record. All right, you know what? I will search for this later. We are on company time.
I wish we were getting paid. We do have a Patreon, by the way, if anyone wants
to. No, we fucking don't.
Shoot us. We got one signed up for us, so.
Remember how I said don't burn your feet on the space heater?
You make me so tired.
Okay, so, Omagh.
August 15th, 1998. The small...
A day that will live in infamy.
In Ireland. Nowhere else. Because we're so self-absorbed. Omagh is a town in Northern Ireland. Telephone warnings were sent to the police about 40 minutes beforehand.
Okay.
The IRA, I'm trying to do my best to say it.
I mean, we're with you every step of the way here.
Called the police office.
Uh-huh.
The police office. That doesn't sound right.
The police station. Yeah.
I'm so tired.
It's okay. I'm here with you. I'm here. We're going to get through this podcast. Howlay.
They called the police and they said, there's a bomb, courthouse, Omagh, Main Street, 500 pounds, explosion, 30 minutes.
Okay, that's stupid. That's like literally the worst like, explosion. Like, what?
And then...
What is that?
Then they called again shortly after, and they said, Martha Pope bomb, Omagh Town, 15 minutes. Now, Martha Pope was Rira's code word.
Okay.
I don't know who was listening that would have needed to hear that code word.
So maybe it was like on the waves or the
radio, or if you were listening to the police scanner. But police scanners don't play 911 calls.
Oh, yeah. So
maybe they're in Ireland. They don't in this country.
I feel like probably not.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And I'm just interested in what
was who it is... like a person at the police station, maybe?
See, that's what I thought, because when I think Martha Pope, I think Olivia Pope. Like the character. Like it's only the past 2 years.
She definitely reminds me of you.
Really?
Or you remind me of her.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. I'm so touched right now. But yeah, it's just been in the last 2 years I knew that could even be a last name. And I was wondering, maybe it's like a Catholicism thing, but Northern Ireland is Protestant and they don't have a pope. And so I was just very confused as to what Martha Pope is.
Yeah, that's kind of bizarre. I'm more concerned about why they sent that, like, secret message than what it means. I just found a bunch of obituaries for one Martha Pope.
Oh, dear. So was she, like, an IRA person where it's like, for Aslan?
For Aslan! Okay. Ready for this?
Yep.
The first witness, Margaret Hall, an Ulster television program assistant, said she received two bomb warnings phoned to the Belfast newsroom. Both, given 3 minutes apart, were by the same man who had a thick northern country accent. He was possibly between 50 and 55. I don't know how you'd tell that from a voice. His voice was muffled, and she initially thought he was, quote, a nutcase.
Well, he was.
She added, I got the impression he was nervous. In his first call, he said the bomb would go off in 30 minutes, while the second said it would be in 15. She asked for a code word, which he gave as either Malta Pope or Martha Pope. Martha Pope was an aide to George Mitchell, President Clinton's envoy, in political negotiations in the mid-90s.
That's so random.
That is such a fucking random
That is
thing.
The last type of job I would think Martha Pope would have had.
Well, maybe she was sleeping with the president.
That's where the inspiration comes from. I mean, Scandal was based off a real woman.
I'm so confused by this.
Weird.
Alrighty.
Alright, so that's all we got on why he said Martha Pope, but good digging.
I'm glad we went down that road, though.
Long story short is, after these calls, a car bomb blew up on Market Street at 3 in the afternoon in Omagh. The bomb killed 29 people and two unborn babies, as well as injuring 220 others.
Yeah.
And I would like to say it was not just English people and Irish people.
Tourists.
There were tourists. There was a Mormon teenager. There was a mother pregnant with twins. There were two Spanish tourists and five teenagers.
Did you see this photo of the car?
The day?
Yeah.
Yes.
With, like, the Spanish tourist and his son on his shoulder.
Yeah.
If you look up Omagh bombing on Wikipedia, they have this, like, iconic photo of the red car that has the bomb and, like, this man and his son, like, minutes before the bomb went off, which is...
It's tragic.
But the good thing is that they survived, although the photographer did not.
That's unfortunate.
Who was another Spanish tourist. But anyway, I digress.
No, it was the highest death toll from a single incident during the Troubles.
Oh, so fucked up.
In September of 1998, so the month later, 12 men were arrested in connection with the bombing. And they subsequently were all released without charge.
Yeah, I'm a little confused by that.
See, me too, because they're acting as sort of a terrorist organization.
Mm-hmm.
So terrorists like to take credit for what they've done.
Because
that's why they're terrorists.
Their shtick. That's why they do it. They want you to know who.
Do you think that they
perpetrating the terror?
Do you think that they didn't mean to kill so many people? Because
no,
I read that the telephone warnings were inaccurate, like to the location of where the bomb was going to be, and so the police inadvertently moved people towards the bomb.
That's bad.
That's terrifying. First of all, you'd think police would know how to get you away from an explosive. But also, it's what makes me think maybe that's why they didn't, because they wanted, like, to blow up a car. Like, they didn't expect there to be casualties.
No.
Because I know they have a long history of casualties.
The IRA is all about those casualties.
Yeah, maybe. All I can think of why they wouldn't take credit at first was that they didn't expect it to be so big.
I don't know, man. I would believe more, like, it's panic. Just at, like, right after the...
Sweet Jesus, what have I done?
Yes, but I don't think it would be like, oh, let's not take credit for this because we killed too many people.
That just...
That whole group, the group is just so violent mm-hmm. that I don't think that would faze them.
That is actually, reminds me, they have that pilot who was a World War II American pilot who dropped the bombs on Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm.
And he's recorded...
I'm sure he sleeps well at
well,
night.
It's recorded in his little plane box thing. As soon as they dropped the bombs and flew away, you can hear him saying, oh my God, what have we done?
Yeah.
So it's definitely like, maybe you're right. Maybe it was just like instant regret. But yeah. So
it has to be chaos.
Well, I'm just thinking of the Boston bombing a few years ago. Yeah. And that was much fewer casualties. And it was insanity. They had to lock down like the greater part of Massachusetts. And it was just... Now they're making a movie, which I have some mixed feelings about. But...
Oh, dear.
I just feel like you shouldn't be profiting off a tragedy. And also, I don't think Mark Wahlberg is that likable.
Is he gonna be in that?
He's gonna be, like, the composite of all the police officers.
Oh, I'm sure he will
Of course he is.
Fucking naturally.
I would just like everyone to know, and this is a true fact, Mark Wahlberg threw acid into the face of his Vietnamese neighbor, blinded him, went to prison, never apologized for it, nobody apologizes for it, or brings it up. That's all I want to say about that.
That's a lot.
Anyway, on February 25th, 1999, so almost a year later, police questioned and arrested at least 7 suspects and a man named Colm Murphy.
Yes.
From Ravensdale, County Louth, was charged 3 days later for conspiracy and convicted and sentenced to 14 years in 2002, but it was overturned in 2005.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about this case is that, like, none of the people who get tried are ever, like, punished for very long.
I honestly,
like,
don't
Murphy's
know.
Murphy's nephew, Sean Hoey, oh dear. Sean Hoey.
He must have had a tough childhood.
He was tried, but he was found not guilty as well.
And I wonder if they really didn't have enough evidence, or if it was political. Like, if they were afraid of bigger retaliation.
Or, like, corruption within the department. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't know how
deep this goes.
Yeah, because the IRA numbers are so up
shaky.
In the air.
And that's really interesting to me as well, is just, this was the biggest attack they'd ever perpetrated.
Yeah.
Before, if you look at the Wikipedia page, they've got, like, a list as long as my arm that's, just, like, they killed 2 people, or they mugged someone, or they robbed this store. This was, like, their big, huge thing, so I think people were really scared all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Of this group that had mostly just been, like, rural troublemakers before then.
It's not, like, the quality of the attacks, it's the quantity.
Yeah.
I find. And this is their first, like...
Boom.
High number of victims in one attack. I'm so fucking tired. I'm sorry.
You sound fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm, like, I feel like I'm, like, in slow motion because I cannot get the words out of my mouth.
It is all good.
Oh, it's Friday morning and we're just loving life.
We're loving life.
That coffee was amazing. Thank you.
I'm glad you clearly needed it. So I guess no one was really convicted for very long, which leads us into where are they now?
Oh my God, I would love to take this one.
Go.
If I may. Okay, so in April of 2014, Seamus Daly, which is probably someone you and I went to high school with.
I know we went to school with a Seamus Mahoney. Actually, several. So I'm not singling anybody out.
We went to school with a couple kids named Jack O'Connor. Yeah, there was like, what, 2 or 3?
Yep, and there was a bunch of Fitzgeralds, Fitzgibbons, Fitzsimmons.
Fitz means son of.
Yes.
Okay, anyway. April of 2014, Seamus Daly, another IRA member, or RERA member, or RIA member, if you...
As I keep saying.
No, you've been good. He's charged with the murder of those killed. So this is what? This was 98. Mm-hmm. And this is April of 2014.
Jesus Christ. That's like my sister's 16 years of life right there. That's her whole 16 life.
16 years later. However, the case against him was withdrawn in February of 2016.
Why?
I have no idea why.
There's something fishy going on in Ireland.
I'm looking up the thing right now. But I also, the first thing I saw when I started my research for this yesterday, because I'm so professional.
It's okay. I started my research yesterday. She drove my sister home from her job because they both work at the mall. And Kristen comes in and goes, Stassi says she hasn't done any work on her podcast yet. I'm like, it's okay.
Seamus Daly, he looks like an angry man. An angry...
I find most people named Seamus are.
That's so true.
Right?
He's a 45-year-old bricklayer. That can't be good.
There we go.
There we go.
There it is.
The Public Prosecution Service decided there was no reasonable prospect of conviction, and so they've withdrawn the case. The prosecution case was withdrawn after a key witness gave inconsistent evidence and contradicted his previous testimony. So weird.
Very fishy.
Maybe
they're more powerful than we think.
Oh boy, well, like I was saying about my first thing of research yesterday, the terror threat has been raised in Northern Ireland and Great Britain.
To substantial.
Yeah.
On May 11th, 2016.
Yes, because fucking everyone keeps getting shot. And it said three people have been shot in 24 hours. And I was like, what? That's like, whatever.
That's like a Tuesday here.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, right. I forget which country this is.
This is interesting. Is this threat was raised by Home Secretary Theresa May, who is now the Prime Minister of Great Britain.
Is she really?
She is.
Theresa May?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So at least
what happened to that pig fucker?
Pig fucker? He resigned after Brexit.
I thought so. Oh, shit. I guess I haven't really checked in with my European politics.
Well, I just noticed it was interesting because she's the second female prime minister they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And they're lapping us. And I'm so angry. Deep breaths, okay. Hallie. Now's not the time.
Hallie.
Yeah.
IRA. So, yeah, the fucking...
So the prime minister of Great Britain is taking this little group seriously.
Yes.
So, and,
yeah, MI5, mm-hmm. which, as we all know, is where James Bond works.
He worked at MI6.
You know what, Hal?
That was his whole thing. There's, like, there's only five intelligence agencies, and he's like, no, there's not. There's six. And
you know what? I don't know how any of that works.
I feel like you used to be more into British stuff than me.
Definitely, but not for a while. I've really, like, sort of let that go. Anyway, MI5, a.k.a. James Bond's place of work, says that the threat of terrorism in Northern Ireland from Northern Irish groups is severe, and in Great Britain they describe it as substantial, which mm-hmm. you already said, but how fucked up is that?
In 2013, the RERA joined with several other small militant groups, as I think we might have mentioned, like the Republican Action Against Drugs.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Which is rad.
That sounds like... If the Republican Action Against Drugs was a group here, mm-hmm. like in this country, how would you envision them?
I picture them as a bunch of moms wearing sweater sets and their names are all Carol.
And their hair is all blown out.
They all have blonde, identical haircuts.
Yeah. Very, like, older Stepford wives.
And they're definitely those women who,
all
when they find out...
necklaces.
When they find out an older male celebrity is gay, go, aw, what a waste. Like, they were gonna have a chance with him. For some reason, that has always bothered me immensely.
That's amazing.
You've seen people do that.
I don't know if I have. I don't know many women who wear sweater sets and cross necklaces whose name are Carol that have blown out hair.
Quite a few of my aunts fit that description. I think I'm going to change my last name to Fitz, actually, because when I was younger, we would go to church every week at St. Patrick's.
What?
Because you can't get more Irish Catholic than that. And we go to St. Patrick's. There's a guy who hands out programs every time when you're walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, hey, Fitz, to my dad. And then we're like, that was weird. He must have thought you were somebody else. And then it just kept happening, in which he would be like, hey, it's Mrs. Fitz and the little Fitzes. This went on for years.
That should be your alias.
So that's what I said. My last name is going to be Fitz from now on because I like it more than George, and someone already thinks it's our last name.
It works.
Anyway, the lasting legacy of this bombing is a lot of music. It inspired the song Paper Sun by Def Leppard, which is a British hard rock band.
Oh, yeah, that's my jam.
It also inspired Peace on Earth by U2. And U2 also read the names of all 29 victims at the end of their Peace on Earth concert shortly afterwards. Stop making the jacking off motion. They have, U2 in general just has a lot of songs about the war for Irish independence, like Sunday Bloody Sunday, mm-hmm. which is about the Irish massacre. And yeah, so this tiny little group of like rural Northern Irishmen is now a serious threat.
It makes me like kind of worried, be like, just kind of worried because it's like, if rural people from the fucking countryside can become this violent terror group, like, please do not inspire anyone on this side of the pond, please.
Too late.
We already have enough issues.
I already have enough terror going on in the majority. So that's the IRA and where they are now. Do you want to do recommendations?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Your eyes just lit up. What do you have to recommend?
You know what I have to recommend? I showed it to my sister last weekend. It's now her favorite show. Mm-hmm. You're the Worst.
Great fucking show.
She was so grumpy and sick and miserable. And I'm like, she's like, there's nothing to watch. I'm like, Coley, wait for this. And she's now ahead of me.
Oh, wow.
On the show.
Well, you have things to do.
I know. It's true. I'm busy working.
I co-sign that recommendation. It's so funny and also just so dark and well-written.
Very dark.
And it's so much about, like, depression and PTSD without being, like, this is, like, a very special episode. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't feel like you're doing it for brownie points at all. It's a wonderful show.
Yeah, so that's my recommendation.
Let's see what I have. Well, this
Dunk's
is...
Dunk's Coffee?
Dunk's Coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. I'm gonna miss it so much.
Aww.
I would like everyone to know, I am the kind of girl who has a favorite romantic comedy. I rewatched it with my mother last night, which is why I remembered it. It's The Proposal. It stars Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. It's adorable. I don't know what it is about it, but I have watched it maybe 9 times, and okay. I never get tired of it.
Sure.
It's just like that ultimate fake married trope that everyone's just like a sucker for. And it's fun, and Betty White's in it, and if you want to kill 2 hours, I enjoy it. So watch The Proposal with your mom or your dad. Let's fight gender stereotypes. Rate, review, subscribe. Seriously, guys, especially on iTunes. We love them, and the more we get, the more we get featured, and the more love and money we could get. Also, if you want to tell us anything, talk about a cult, correct us, just say hi. Email us at cultsofourlives@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Hallie Regina. Anything else?
Be careful, because it's a jungle out there. Since yours is like, be excellent to each yes. other, I think mine should be careful, it's a jungle out there.
And be excellent to each other.
And good luck.
Bye.